Wake up weekday mornings, LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the Fives. And A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on Suffolk County's news and information leader, 1039 LI News Radio.
It is time for the morning's financial report. It's brought to you by the great ABC. That's right, Albrecht Vigiano Zurich & Company in business 67 and a half years, and for good reason. For all of your financial needs, contact them. 434-9500, 631-434-9500, located right in the heart of the Hopog Industrial Section. And here with us in the rotation, we always love having her, Katie Connors.
Good morning, Jay. Thank
Great
you very much.
To have you here. So much to talk about. I don't even know where we start.
Oh, where you know where to start. Where else can we start but good old Irma?
Let's start with her because talk about devastation and everything else. And we saw what happened with Harvey and the refineries and the gas prices and a little bit of a shift in the economy. Irma, no different here, what it could be.
Well, Irma will be a little bit different, and I think some of the impacts that it has, and that we don't have the energy focus in Florida like we do in Texas. However, certainly tourism is going to take a huge hit.
Yep.
I mean, the cruise lines, some of the cruise lines have really gotten beaten up the last week, and I don't see that changing. And the insurance industry. I mean, there aren't words to describe what this season of hurricanes can mean for the insurance industry.
Yeah, no question about it. So what looked to be a very promising fourth quarter as we are in right now, who knows?
Exactly. Who knows? This could change everything.
It certainly could. Let's go to Friday. The Dow up a trifle. NASDAQ and S&P dropped 10-year, 30-year, and gold. How about gold buying? I'm keeping an eye on gold lately. It seems to be on the rise lately. And, of course, crude oil down to about 47 and change, 47.48. A barrel there. Dow, though, continuing to rise, holding its own, 22,000 Florida with a shade under. Nonetheless, a lot of the technology and energy companies, the banks, insurers, recovering some of their recent losses. You mentioned that, leaving some of these indexes a little changed from last week on the close, slightly lower for the week in general, though. But in essence, that's
yes, I think a lot of that was anticipation. Well, was one reaction to Harvey, two anticipation with what was going to happen with Irma. And there was also a lot of trepidation of what North Korea was going to do this weekend. I think we were expecting some more bomb tests. Unfortunately, that did not happen,
yeah,
as I understand it. So I think that was good for the market. But I think we'll see how things play out this week. I mean, we're starting off the week with the 9/11 memorial, so that's always subduing for the markets.
Yeah.
And we'll see, you know, when we really see what Irma's left behind, I think that's going to have a lot to do with things.
No question. Of course, some of the big news last week regarding Equifax there, Katie, regarding this credit monitoring company, kind of plunged, disclosed data breach affecting, about 143 million Americans. And, you know, listen. You don't like to hear this type of stuff, these breaches. This is a big number here.
This is a big one, and I would say from everything we're hearing, the $143 million might be a low number. Just in my own office on Friday, we were walking around talking to people, asking them to go online to see if they might have been affected. And I would say if I asked 20 people, 19 of them, when you log in and you sign up for this credit protection that they're willing,
yeah,
to give you for the next year, almost everybody I spoke to who signed up for it said, yes, you're one of the people who may have been affected. I myself was one of those,
really,
that may have been affected. My husband was not, but I was. So
about
you just
that.
Don't know.
Yeah. And you can,
yeah,
check that out, too. You go on the website. Is that it?
Correct. I believe the website, there was a direct link that was EquifaxSecurity2017.com, and it let you log in there and gave you a much more detailed description of what actually happened and what kind of protection they're willing to put in place. But you know, the hackers have had this information for more than a month, so for a lot of people the damage might be done.
No question about it. Certainly with Equifax, it is the shares closed down 14%, all due to the breach. So a lot of heavy trading. The decline really equates, you know, when you talk about market value, about $2.3 billion. So that's a lot there to lose.
It is. And I think also the significance of a credit reporting agency is there any organization that has more of your personal financial information? So I think the idea of such a quote big boy getting hacked is a real problem.
No question about it. And we shall wait and see. Now, some other big news as far as besides Equifax, some grocery stores, food companies slumped a bit. Kroger said some of the competition, Kroger number one, some of the big competition forced to cut prices. Target said it was lowering prices. You know, why not look at Amazon here continuing to rise all over the place? Remember, they took care of Whole Foods for nearly $14 billion. So kind of a residual effect here regarding grocery stores.
Yeah, and even almost a preliminary effect, because we haven't even really seen the impact of Amazon owning Whole Foods yet in terms of what that's going to mean and how it might change that whole grocery industry.
No question about it.
To be continued.
Yeah, to be continued is right. We'll certainly await and see. Approach there. Some interesting stuff regarding, I know there's a lot of changes being made in the supermarket industry. You know, I still, you know, a lot of people reeling over the Walbaums, Pathmark's kind of going out. Food Town in my hometown, Rocky Point, that's done. Stop and Shop continues to kind of make its way in and around. Speaking of supermarkets, I believe 49 locations. This one opening up on the 29th of September. So Stop and Shop seems to have a bit of a hold here on the island.
I would say so. That's where we do our shopping.
There
so
you
yes.
go. We look forward to that. Boy, I tell you, big store, no question. So, in essence, what are we looking forward to this week? Obviously, the cleanup after Irma to assess the damage. A little too soon. We'll know in a week or two. But, kind of dodging that proverbial bullet with this storm, having over the mainland through a good portion yesterday to not get a fuel from the Gulf. It could have been over the Gulf. Could have been a lot worse. We saw the category kind of dissipate somewhat. 5 to 4 quick, rather 4 to 3 quick, down to 2-1 this morning. Still, though, 4.5 million people without. But as far as effects and everything else, that'll be assessed.
It will. And I mean, as I understand it, we still have to wait for the storm surge. And that could be just tremendous, because they were talking about 15 feet of water coming ashore in some spots. And from what I know of the southwest coast of Florida, that's going to take away a lot of business, a lot of homes. There could be tremendous damage.
Unbelievable. And you mentioned at the break, too, the insurance companies.
Yes.
Who knows what direction here?
I think there's going to be a lot of uncovered people. Last week, I had seen a frightening statistic, but this is when the...
Flood insurance, right?
About flood insurance. And this was when the storm was going to be hitting more the East Coast. So I don't know if the West Coast replicates it. But it was approximately 50% of the homes that they expected to be damaged who do not have flood insurance. And a lot of those homes are required to have it. But if people don't have mortgages and their mortgage holder is not staying on top of it, they may be they may let it go. And even those people who do have mortgages, you know, your mortgage gets sold from lender to lender. They stop tracking if you're keeping up with your flood insurance. So that could be a huge problem.
Big time problem. Big time. I remember years ago, even in our area here, and I'm talking before Sandy.
Right, well, that August storm that we
remember
had.
Remember that? 8 days of rain.
Of rain.
I always remember that. The 8 days of rain, I was away. It came back to a flood in my basement. But in essence, that's what signaled so many to get that flood insurance.
Absolutely. Even if you're not required to have it.
No matter
you
where
get
you
it.
Are.
If you're not required, if you're not in a flood zone, it's about $400 or $500 a year. It could potentially be the best money you ever spend.
No question. Katie Connors here, AVZ Financial Report. A couple of things I'll throw at you here.
Uh-oh.
Regarding salary data. This was compiled by Google employees suggesting female workers are paid less than their male counterparts.
That's an old song.
Boy,
we've been hearing that for ages. Absolutely.
It's the same old deal.
I mean,
it's and is it ever going to change? We see CEOs and everything else on the rise as far as females. You know what? It should already.
It should, but I don't know when we'll see it change. Interestingly enough, some European countries are now litigating the fact that it needs to be equalized. It's now becoming law that it has to be equalized. I think that we're eons away from that happening here.
Got to change.
But it should change.
I'm going to tell you right now, it should change. Without
yes.
question, it should change. And how about a 29-year-old? A promotion like you wouldn't believe. I'm going to throw this at you. Kraft Heinz, worth its weight in ketchup, right?
Right.
You got a market cap of $100 billion. Talking about this David Knopf. And as of October 1, their finances will be seen by this young man who will be one of the youngest CFOs to lead one of the U.S.'s largest companies. Keep in mind the average age of a CFO for a Fortune 500 or S&P 500 is 52. So
that's pretty impressive. I would have definitely thought it was at least in the 50s, if not 60.
For Heinz, no less.
Interesting, because it's not exactly a company you would consider to be cutting edge. So, you know, in that more like food production and things of that nature, I would expect that more from a technology company. But that's interesting. That's great.
My only hope, the company doesn't go into the red. All right. None of that stuff. Where are we at? Are we going to see numbers as far as August? Anything come out? We saw, you know, the uptick as far as jobs and everything else. Unemployment, same situation. Where do you look at this?
Well, August was a pretty blah month, I guess you could say, which is not surprisingly. August and September historically tend to be the least, the most negative months in the market. I think the market was due for a cooling off period. And plus, we've had a lot of challenging news, shall we say, that's coming aboard. This week will be interesting. This week on our front, we have the inflation numbers. And depending on how that looks, that may have a lot to do with giving us an idea of what the Fed will do with interest rates the rest of the year.
Are they going to hold steady, you think, here, or we get another rise?
I don't know. I think last week I would have said we're going to see one more rise, but I think a lot of it's going to have to do with now, you know, what kind of financial devastation has been wreaked by these hurricanes, and, you know, are we going to have to continue to prop up the economy a little bit longer? So I don't want to make a bet on that one yet.
Speaking about propping up, I mean, the debt ceiling, that's a lot has been made about that, $15.7 billion or so, some were against. Saying, you know what, how could you be against it? I mean, you can't leave people in the dust right now. You got to take care of business.
Government's got to be open. We can't stop paying our bills.
You can't even think about that stuff,
right?
Absolutely.
It's something that shouldn't be politicized. We have to stay open for business.
My goodness. You know, I don't care what Ted Cruz said about Sandy and vice versa. You know what? Enough's enough.
Yes.
Take care of those folks down there in Texas, and who knows what's needed right now in Florida. But again, that certainly has been a point of contention. As well as we keep looking about tax reform, we hear about November. Who knows, though, with the storms and everything else, I think it's pushed off to 2018 at some time.
I would say that's probably a pretty good estimate. I can't imagine with everything we have going on right now how they'll really be able to push that through in the next 2 months.
No question, and health care as well. But we haven't heard a peep about health care.
Yeah, I think that one is pretty much in the bag that we know we're not going to see anything changing this year.
Any big-time things you're looking at as far as this week? Week after Labor Day in full, fourth quarter, storms, hopefully the cleanup, everything else. FEMA have enough money, by the way?
I mean, FEMA never has enough money.
I mean,
do they?
You know, they're spending $8 million a day. That was the last figure I saw. I'm a little concerned about FEMA.
Well, that's why we have to keep the government open, right? Because you
got
to keep funding things like this. There's no way you can turn around and tell all these people there's no money. So
no question.
Hopefully it's being managed well, but they've got to stay open.
No question. By the way, speaking of things staying open, the airports are not in Florida. I want to point out that if you are heading back there in the next couple of days, I would
you'd
drive. I've got family staying with me from Tampa. They're driving up this evening with little kids. It is what it is, these airports and everything else. But what are we looking at as far as this week and the next few? Anything that Katie kind of sets her sights on here?
No, I'd have to say it's going to be more of just keeping an idea of what the economic impact is of these storms. Do we have any more storms? I mean, really, it's almost like this is the time of the season. It starts heating up, even though hurricane season began months ago.
They said it was going to be a rough one way back.
Well, they got it right this year, didn't they?
They
and
certainly did.
It's, you know, summer's over. Everyone's back to work. Volume picks up a lot. So it's been pretty quiet. The market's been up, but it's been up on very low volume. So now that we're expecting everyone to get back to work and we'll see the volumes come back into play, I think we could be in for a little bit of a rough one for the next month or so. You know, we're due for some volatility. We're due for a pullback. So maybe these are going to be the things that push us there.
No question. And, of course, this is the time of year. I even think ahead, you know, Black Friday, a couple of months, you know,
oh,
six.
No.
Yeah, listen, 10 weeks. But still, you know, you look at the retailers going down by the wayside, Amazon on the rise and everything else. You know, you got to wonder what's going to be happening as far as that's concerned.
Exactly. I mean, if it's another bad season for the retailers, I don't know what that's going to do to them.
Devastating.
Absolutely.
Stuff. Katie Connors, always a pleasure.
Thanks for
great
having
stuff.
Me.
Great stuff. Katie Connors, AVZ, folks. Albrecht, Vigiano, Zurich, and company in business for 67 and a half years, and for good reason, answering all of your financial needs. Looking around on Suffolk Court in the heart of the Hop Hug Industrial District. 434-9500, 631-434-9500. Katie and company standing by, questions, wealth management, auditing, you name it. They'll be there.